You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. It's the end of the year, and that means best of lists are popping up. Books, movies, music, and why not journalism? Joining us to discuss the best pieces from our region in 2012 is Jody Avergan, a contributing editor for longform.org, a website that recommends great writing. You may also know him as a producer on WNYC's very own Brian Lehrer Show. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
No problem. One of the picks on your list is a piece about the building of One World Trade Center, a project that has been going on for some 11 years now. What makes that good journalism in 2012?
This piece by Scott Rabb, he kind of took a chance to step back and look at the whole sweep of the last decade plus. He does this great job of channeling the frustration that everyone has felt with this project, calling people out for dragging their feet, also honoring how difficult the whole process has been. It's definitely one of my favorite pieces of the year.
Also on the list is a series from the New York Times about halfway houses.
Well, this is Sam Dolnick, a reporter, investigative reporter for the Times. He did a three-part series into the sort of industry that's built up around halfway houses in New Jersey. There's this lack of oversight, there's violence, drugs, and he does what all great journalists do, which is paint vivid characters. We meet people who just kind of stick with us. He was on the Brian Lehrer Show when this came out. Really amazing investigative reporting.
Another very different kind of story made the list, a piece about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Bruce Springsteen.
That's right. So this is Jeffrey Goldberg's. He describes the very complicated, the very emotional relationship between Governor Christie and New Jersey's very own Bruce Springsteen. And Christie is obsessed with Bruce Springsteen. He's been to like over 100 concerts. But of course, their politics differ greatly. So Goldberg goes to a concert with the governor and you see him sort of singing along at the top of his lungs. But then when Bruce does that thing where he kind of gets quiet and talks politics, right, Christie kind of rolls his eyes, but then the music starts again and he's pumping his fist again. For me, it kind of hits that sweet spot of music, politics, Jersey. It's one of my like top five pieces of the year.
Sure.
Anywhere.
Also among your picks is something we've thought about many, many times. Leaving New York. What made this story so great?
Right. So leaving New York is like nothing says you're a New Yorker more than thinking about maybe having to leave New York. And
right.
So this is a piece by Cord Jefferson on Gawker. And it begins with this amazing first paragraph that captures the thrill of living here. And I'm going to hand it to you. I want you to read it.
All right. It says, I've never felt more important than when I lived in New York. I was poor and my work was neither very good nor very well read. And yet every day I'd wake up in my 10x10 room, its window looking out over my building's rusted trash cans, and somehow think I'd achieve another great victory.
Doesn't that just kind of capture the New York experience? But then he goes on to talk about how he kind of hit this wall and he had to leave New York, both professionally and sort of psychically. And this is the sort of dagger in the heart of all of us. He moves to L.A. and he actually likes it, which is just like, are you kidding me? It's a great piece, whether you agree with L.A. being better than New York or not. And it's on Gawker, which, you know, they produce a lot of fluff for sure. But they this year made a serious investment in long form journalism and have produced some really impressive stuff.
What does this sample of work say about what mattered in our region in 2012 or about the state of journalism?
Well, it says there's a lot of important news that happens here and there are a lot of very talented writers living here who turn their eye to the local news. I will say that I don't think the definitive Sandy piece has been written yet. I think we're still waiting for that. We included one in this roundup about Red Hook, but hopefully there's some talented writer out there who's going to take this holiday break and write the definitive Sandy piece. As for the state of journalism, I think 2012 was the year in which you could put to bed the idea that the internet was going to kill serious long-form reporting. You know, in fact, we saw the opposite. We saw websites like Gawker and BuzzFeed invest in long-form journalism. And the other thing we saw, which is really interesting, is sort of new ways of presenting this kind of journalism online with great visuals, sort of striking presentation, interactivity, video, and so forth. This was in 2012 happening on these sort of online-only publications. But one thing to watch in 2013 is how the legacy magazines, you know, the New Yorker, the Atlantic, maybe they start to take some of those tricks and present their online journalism in kind of new ways.
Jody Avergan is a producer on our own Brian Lehrer Show, who moonlights as a contributor to longform.org. You can read their picks for the best 2012 writing about our region at WNYC.org. You can also visit longform.org and download the Longform iPad app. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you, Eddie.
This is WNYC.